Days with Steve Byquist and Dennis Rom. Today's program is sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty. Making Waves is a production of LakeChelanNow.com.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to our program, Making
Waves Again.
Once again, here on LakeChelanNow.com, Dennis Rom, Steve Byquist with you. And Steve, here we are in the middle of September, believe it or not, and for many of us that live here year-round, perhaps maybe the next 30, 45 days, favorite time of the year for a lot of folks. And I think last weekend was a pretty good example of that, because if you were around at all the Lake Chelan Valley here, you could look out onto the waters of Lake Chelan and see a number of sailboats. They had the annual sailing regatta. And speaking of that, we'll have a conversation a bit later today in our program with Russ Jones about the sailing regatta, how that all went. But Steve, it was also one of my favorite fall events, and that was the annual Lake Chelan Car Show put on by the local car club this year in conjunction with Miller's Auto Museum as well. They had over 100 vehicles, and I swear everybody I talked to came away with the same impression that perhaps the best ever car show in Chelan.
It was unbelievable, as a matter of fact, and it takes your breath away. There's no way to describe the amount of time, effort, energy, work, not only put together the show, but put together each and individual car. You know, it's like unbelievable. Somebody's poured their years of energy into just fixing up that one, and dollars,
and
lots of dollars, yes. Phenomenal to see, tremendous event, brings people to town, not only the participants, but of course the folks that come to enjoy Lake Chelan in the fall, late summer, early fall, and it's just another one of those events that we're known for.
The cars and the trucks and the motorcycles this year, they were absolutely amazing. It was a great day. You could not have asked for a better day to put on a car show like that. And it was certainly spectacular. So sailboats, cars, you know, as we look ahead, Steve, we know we've got, I got a note the other day from the folks that are putting on the annual Norm Evans Memorial Hydroplane, the remote control races that'll be coming here to the Chelan River later this month as well. That's something else to look forward to. The Mahogany and Merlot event happens here with all the classic wood boats that come in and then the antique hydroplanes that roll in. That's a pretty cool stuff.
My favorite time of the year. Fewer folks, less smoke, no smoke.
Yeah.
And it's just an outstanding time of the year for visitors and residents alike here.
So start watching your event calendars and, you know, put those, we're just kind of giving you the tip of the iceberg, but definitely those little remote controlled hydroplanes, that's a cool event right in the Chelan River there. And they're built to scale. And so those things blast. They really go fast and around those cones. And it happens more often with these RC boats than it does, thank goodness, with the real boats, Steve. But it's not uncommon to see every race almost somebody go upside down.
Yes, and I can't remember the numbers right off, but I was talking to the Evans boys one time about this, the RC event, the radio control event, if you took the speed that they're doing, which is the eighth scale, right, and you multiplied it out to what a boat would be doing full scale, it would be much faster than the full scale boats do. So the skill to drive them, remote control drive them, and the amount of air that you get under the boat compared to a real boat full size, they're going damn fast.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be aboard it going that real speed, I don't think. All right, well, so fun stuff happened last week. More good things are coming ahead. By the way, I want to mention right now and give a shout out to our sponsors that help make Making Waves possible here, on LakeChelanNow.com, to Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan, to Chelan Realty, and to the Chelan County PUD. We thank you very, very much for supporting the playtime that Steve and I have here in putting this show together. Steve, on a little bit more serious note, we're going to transition here when we come back from the break, and we're going to talk about an ongoing project. Matter of fact, we're downtown Chelan right now. You might hear some like equipment noise in the background. Well, most of that right now is coming from the old bridge in Chelan because it is in the midst of undergoing a renovation. And so we're going to talk about that, and we'll have our own thoughts on this. And we'll also be hearing with Aaron McArdle of the Historic Downtown Chelan Association later in our program today to get her thoughts on things and maybe a bit about how it's perhaps impacting the business community or just how the business community maybe is embracing what's happening on this. I'm not going to do it all now. We'll be right back, Steve. I know you got some thoughts. You have a lot of fond feelings about the old bridge here in memory. So we'll come back and we'll continue on with Making Waves here right after this. Here on Making Waves, our pleasure to welcome in Tom Campbell, one of our great sponsors, Campbell's Resort here at Lake Chelan. And they got a special dinner coming up. If you like crab, Tom, this is for everybody.
Yeah, this is our third annual crab boil. It's outside. It's on the brick terrace. It's at Campbell's. It's on September 22nd. There's going to be live music by Benny James, a full-service bar, and a delicious Louisiana-style crab boil. That includes this awesome Bairdi crab, jumbo shrimp, spicy Cajun and dewy sausage, red potatoes, corn on the cob, and Old Bay seasoning. And that's all boiled together, and then we dump it on the butcher paper tables and you eat with your hands. We'll have the crackers there for you. It also includes our famous clam chowder with freshly baked sourdough rolls, a glass of champagne or beer, the live music, and includes all tax and gratuity.
How do they get their tickets?
They can go www.campbellsresort.com. The doors open at 5 p.m. and the dinner and the seating starts at 6.
When it comes to real estate in the Lake Chelan Valley, there's no one more knowledgeable than Chelan Realty. Chelan Realty is the most experienced and knowledgeable real estate firm in the Valley. Their real estate professionals have been recognized and respected and recommended for years. Be sure to stop by their office at 141 East Wooden Avenue. Be sure also to check out the Chelan Realty downtown webcam, or you can visit them online at chelanrealty.com. Locally owned and operated, buy from the experienced team or list with the experienced team at Chelan Realty. Welcome back to Making Waves. Dennis Rom, Steve Bykwist, and as we promised, we're going to talk the Wooden Avenue Bridge Project, kind of the update, and they're in the midst of what has been the first full week of construction where they shut the bridge down in both directions during the weekday, and that'll happen now for a couple of weeks, and then they'll be cycling off and on where it's total closure and maybe open in one direction. What we know, Steve, though, is that when it's all said and done, and actually beginning right now, there is no longer a two-way bridge because even when it's open during construction, it's one way coming into town.
This project has been, I was reflecting on this a little bit and thinking about it, and I distinctly remember past Chelan Mayor Phil Goodall, a name that probably people don't remember, 1970s era mayor, talking about this project and what was going to have to happen in, at the time, in his short term. He wanted it to happen right away, wanted some changes done, wanted it looked at structurally, which was done structurally then and several times since. It has been determined to be very structurally sound. The foundations and all are very structurally sound, otherwise we wouldn't be doing the project that we're doing today. And on and off through that period of time, there's been a lot of discussion, pro and con, about what to do with the bridge. No different than we're seeing now on social media. There are certainly some naysayers to this project. Some are acting like, gosh, we've never heard of this before. And again, it's been going on, the discussion anyway, for at least 50 years that I am aware of, probably longer. And it's frankly good to see it underway. And people in Manson, I'm from Manson, are coming up to me going, my gosh, I have to do that 2-minute, 3-minute drive around. It's bothering my, yes, we are going to be stuck with that for a while. No, we're going to be stuck with that, period. I think it's overdue, about time, and I applaud the city of Chelan for proceeding with it, even though it's 50 years from the time that I started reporting city council meetings back in the 1970s, heard about it right out of the chute.
It's kind of interesting this week. I wandered right down to the bridge itself, where they've got it closed off there, and they're tearing away now. I mean, they're tearing the concrete off the deck, and they're getting after it. So it's going to happen. The upside, I think, Steve, for everybody is, you know, we're in a community here that certainly it has to work for those of us that live here, and that needs to be a priority. But we also are a community that, by design, we are seeking visitors to come to us, to spend their money here, to come and stay here, to shop here, and to play on the lake, and to do all these things. And I think from a safety standpoint, I already have talked to a couple of people that were walking downtown this week and asked them about it, visitors. And they said, well, from a driving standpoint, it doesn't impact us that much because these two happen to pull big RVs. They said, we never use the old bridge anyway. We take the new bridge. But both of these couples made a point of saying that they love to walk the bridge, and they're going to feel much more secure now when this bridge is made one way and they widen the walkway on the lakeside to 5 feet and then 3 feet on the other side. So there are times now when it gets so tight on that bridge that you're literally forced to jump down into the roadway. Hopefully that'll be days of the past.
Walking across the bridge and having to duck a rearview mirror on a car that's either come up behind you or coming at you, depending on which way you're walking, you're going, oh, wait a minute. I will feel a lot better walking on the bridge when this project is complete.
And, you know, we're no different than anybody else. These are our opinions, our thoughts on it. Certainly, people are entitled to have the opposite view. Maybe they'd like to see the bridge going the other way, so that instead of traffic coming into town one way, and I've heard this, they would like to see it going out of town, for one thing, so they can see the view up lake as they're driving by in their vehicles. There were some that wanted to have a walk pedestrian bridge mounted basically to the side of the old bridge. But what a lot of people don't understand, this is a historic bridge, and you can't just do anything you want to a historic bridge. You have to adhere to certain things as well when you remodel and you construct.
Editorial comments on our part, and we certainly invite your opinions, yeah, particularly on our Facebook page.
There you go. Go to Steve. No, just kidding. Speaking of that, and we promise you we're going to have some conversation with someone more intimately involved in this, and that will be Aaron McArdle. Not only is Aaron head up the Historic Downtown Chelan Association, which involves all the retailers downtown, all the business people, she also serves on the Chelan City Council, has kind of a unique perspective on this project. So we'll be getting a look from Aaron at what it's been like up to this point. Now, remember, this project just now in its infancy getting underway, but they'll be working on this for some time. But by the time we get into the thrush of the season next year, we'll have a beautiful one-way bridge. And also, Steve, by the way, will include, and this is a project that the HDCA was really behind in pushing, a new kind of a parkway down there on that slope that goes down to the dock next to Campbell's, which is actually a public access dock. Many people didn't even know that. That's going to be beautified and pretty up and made more accessible.
Yep.
All right, well, the setup for Aaron McArdle, that's happening next here on Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com.
Don't go anywhere. Dennis and Steve will be making more waves in just a moment.
Our thanks to Aaron McArdle joining us today on this Making Waves program. Aaron, of course, the head of the Historic Downtown Chelan Association, also an elected city council member. But today we're talking HDCA as it relates to the bridge renovation project on the old bridge. And Aaron, first off, welcome to the program. Thanks for taking time.
Thank you. Glad to be able to chat with you today.
Let's talk about, this is the first official week where actually the bridge has been closed down in both directions for the construction update. And this will be the first of 2 weeks that that will take place. So we're over midway through that week number one. What kind of a reaction have you been getting?
Well, I think anytime you change a major traffic transportation input, you know, into town and out of town, it's going to be a shock, regardless of whether or not you were prepared for it. But what we've been seeing downtown is that the folks who want to get into downtown are able to get into downtown. The sidewalks have been full. I've chatted with several businesses downtown, and they're just as busy as they were last year around this time, if not a little bit busier. So I think that people are still finding their way into town. So that's a great thing.
And the good news is, other than when they have these full closures of the bridge, the rest of the time it will be open one way and always open for pedestrians and bikers.
That's correct. So this week and next week, even though the bridge is closed to vehicular traffic, pedestrians can still walk on the bridge. And then after next week, once the bridge opens back up, they'll maintain that one-way direction into town throughout the project, except for when they need to close it to vehicular traffic. So people can start to get used to that one-way access into town.
And as you approach what will be from now on the one-way into town, the roadway is still up and is open as far as the Grand View, so you can access that resort.
Correct. And if you forget that the bridge is closed and you start to turn towards the Grand View, you can always turn back and head up Lake Street back up to 97A.
What about that closure of 3rd Street, which used to be an access down? That's now going to be closed off. Any reaction to that?
I haven't heard anything specific about 3rd Street. I've only heard one comment regarding the pedestrian access, and they were pretty happy that it was pedestrian only. I know that that's a route that we take. If you have kids that go to school there, you take that route all the time. So now it's just finding a different route to school. But it does make it a lot safer for kids who are walking to school and or walking home from school, because sometimes you see cars going up that hill and pretty fast clip. So I think that'll be a safer route for kids heading to and from school.
I would think also if you lived on that road, it might be kind of nice actually to limit the traffic.
Yeah, you now have a less cars driving on your road, and who doesn't like that?
Exactly. I was going to ask you about the HDCA is very much involved in that landing park to make that project come to fruition, which I think is great, by the way. Public access, beautiful dock there, and a lot of people don't even know. They think it's maybe either part of Campbell's or some private use that they can't get down there. So that's going to be expanded, beautified, made very much more visible that it is open to the public. In terms of, you say work has started on that, is that going to be kind of going along with this entirety of this project, or will it maybe be finished up before some of the rest?
So the landing park project is something that the HDCA has been working on for a few years now. And at the beginning of last year or middle of last year, the landing park was brought into the overall bridge project. So those are one project with Celland Construction. And according to the schedule that I just looked at, majority of that landing park will be done same time as the bridge is done, so by November of this year. And then we may have some things that roll over into the spring, like landscape planting. Sure. And things like that. But for the most part, that park will be done when the bridge is done, before Christmas time.
That'll include the new retaining wall?
Yes, that should be going up within the next week and a half, I believe.
And that's kind of one of the big parts of this project, right?
Yes. So when we were designing that project, if people remember fondly the arborvitas that were there, and there's a guardrail there, and all those roots kind of grew down into the rock wall that's supporting that area of the end of the bridge. And so when you pull and disturb all of that, we realized, oh, we need a new retaining wall. So out of this project will be a beautiful new retaining wall. There'll be ADA accessibility down to the water. So right now it's a 9% grade, which for folks who have wheelchair access, it's not the best. So we'll have ramps going down to the water. So it'll be really open and accessible by so many more people to access the water, and it'll be clear and open, and people will realize that that dock is for public use. The PUD is doing some painting for us. So this will be a beautiful upgraded park come November.
And I assume there'll be a fairly visible attractive sign there to indicate that that's a park?
Yes, we're working on actually two different kinds of signs for down there. One, just acknowledging all of the partners and community members that have been part of this process and enabled us to move forward with the park, and then also some more signage that lets people know that this is a public park and feel free to go enjoy the water and the dock and the great views that you get from that park looking up at the butte. So that'll be something that we're working on over the next couple weeks.
And kind of nice to see a collaborative effort come together like that.
This actually has been a phenomenal project in terms of partnerships. We've got the city originally came in with their donation to help with this project, but they've come in with additional funds when the project came back higher than our original estimates. The PUD has jumped in. We did fundraising last summer from folks from the community, from all over, actually, from our area and outside the area. It's just been really exciting to see how many people want this piece of property improved and to keep it moving forward.
Let's circle back around a little bit to the bridge project itself and its impact on the local community as well as the visitors that come here. I had a chance to be downtown the other day and was talking to some of our visitors that come to Lake Chelan and come regularly. I happened to hit two different couples that both bring larger RVs, so they didn't have an impact in terms of the old bridge because they come around on the new bridge anyway because it's easier to get across. However, their comments were they love to walk the bridge, and they're actually pretty excited about the fact that it'll be much more pedestrian and biker friendly when this is all done.
Absolutely. If anyone ever has walked that bridge or sent their kids to school crossing that bridge or spent any time on that bridge walking as a pedestrian, I think you will find that this project is going to make this bridge so much safer. And that's been the original intent when all of this started, the discussions around the bridge is how do we make it safer for people who are on the bridge. And that has been a pretty predominant piece of feedback is if anyone who uses it, they are supportive of this one-way and the widening of the sidewalks. There's been too many times where personally just being on the bridge or having my kids on the bridge, you see these cars that aren't paying attention when they're driving, and there's a lot of distracted drivers and even distracted kids who are goofing around on the bridge that you just kind of hold your breath and try and get across as quickly as possible. And now with the wider sidewalks on the western side, there's definitely a much safer access way across the bridge.
Yeah. And quite frankly, still a lot of small trailers and boaters that use the old bridge or did use the old bridge, and they typically have the mirrors that extend out. I kept waiting for somebody to get clipped by a mirror because they're pretty doggone close even when you're up on the sidewalk.
Yeah, and even though we have a sign that's out on 97A that says don't drive across the bridge, oddly, people don't always see that sign. So, you know, there's definitely needs to be some better signage out on 97A that has people going the right direction, going over the new bridge if you've got a larger vehicle. And if you also are going directly to Manson, heading back around that way so that you don't have to stop at several spots on the way into town.
Yeah, that would make sense just to have a Manson directive sign there. So when the new bridge one way is complete, they still are going to discourage trailers and RVs and that type of thing from using it?
From my understanding, I don't think that's changing at all, that the larger vehicles will be directed to use the new bridge.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about your business community. You're very connected to that with the HDCA, obviously. And I'm sure there were some that would like not to have an extended closure like this, or maybe they didn't like the direction of the one-way flow, or they didn't like the one-way idea at all. What's your sense of how it's been embraced now that the project is underway and people know it's going to be this?
There's definitely still some concern on what the traffic impacts are going to be, but it also is, I think with the fact that we've started construction and folks are still making their way into town, the concern is lessening a little bit, but we'll have to wait and see until the project's fully done. And there's been a bit of time for people to relearn this route. But I'd say that the general sense, we had a meeting on this at our Merchant Social last month. And the main concern was the impact of this traffic change on some of our intersections that surround the downtown. And that's definitely been brought to the mayor's attention and something that he has been focused on working to address and making sure we've got plans in place so that when we need to upgrade those intersections, that can happen pretty quickly.
Let's again talk about the bridge project itself. And I want to mention the construction company, Selling Construction, you mentioned. And I know there was some dialogue and some concerns about when do you do this project? Mm. Do you do it spring? And, you know, as soon as you can, as early as you can after the cold of winter, not always knowing when that might occur. And then lose some of that early summer season because you're in the work process, or do you do it, you know, fall into as long as you can go on that side of it? Well, it ended up being actually even a later start because I think initially it was going to be August, and it appears that Selim was pretty cooperative with the needs of this community to hold off until September to launch his project.
Yeah, that was a big area of conversation both on council and with downtown. There was a lot of concern that this construction project was originally scheduled to start shortly after the 4th of July, and July is the largest month for sales tax revenues, so that would have been a big blow in July. As it turned out, just getting materials in and the start of the project, it then was pushed out to August. And then in some of the early meetings with Selling Construction, they suggested, why don't we wait until after Labor Day weekend and push this as far as we can into the winter season and get everything that needs to be done to that wouldn't necessarily disrupt traffic, so that in the spring they can continue things like the water line under the bridge so it won't disrupt traffic coming into town. It was kind of the best of both worlds, using the latter part of our season and the very, very early part of next season.
So great. So things moving along well. And have you heard any feedback from the contractors as yet? I know it's early on, but are things going as scheduled?
Yes. And in fact, Selen has been fantastic to work with. They have suggestions that might be a better way of handling the project with different materials to do some cost savings. So they're on top of this and they are moving this project along as quickly as possible. And they've been really great to work with so far.
Outstanding. Well, I'm going to give you the opportunity. Anything else bridge related I maybe haven't touched on you'd like to get out, or anything else HDCA oriented that you want to make the public aware of?
I think that if you're a business downtown and you have any feedback that you wanted passed along to the construction company, I am on weekly construction calls. So any feedback that you have, feel free to send that to me at hdca@nwi.net, and I'll kind of roll things up and pass those along to our team, I guess, that's been working on the construction project.
Erin McArdle, Historic Downtown Chelan Association, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
And we welcome you back to another segment here on Making Waves, and probably not a topic more appropriate for a Making Waves program than the Lake Chelan Sailing Association. We are here with Russ Jones. And Russ, you guys just had a great event over the weekend. Tell us how it went.
You know, the weather was great. Could have used more wind on Sunday, but overall it was a beautiful weekend. Nice fall weekend in Chelan.
I know you had numbers of boats and different classifications, I think five classes. And do you get kind of the same group coming back year after year, do you find?
Yeah, we've got kind of core groups in the Flying Scots and the San Juan 21 group, especially, that are very active classes, and then a mix of other boats that come to the event as well.
Are some of the classes then maybe a little more competitive than the others?
Absolutely. The Flying Scots are very competitive, as are the San Juan 21s. And for next year, we're actually looking at possibly hosting the North American Championships for the San Juan 21s.
Well, now that would be exciting. At the same time?
Yes. Yep. It'd be in conjunction with the regular regatta.
So what has to happen between now and then to get that event secured?
It's a lot of work. That's a pretty complicated event because not only is there the racing that goes on, but hosting some dinners and award banquets and that sort of thing that gets involved with it.
And then do you have to have like a formal application in by a certain point?
Yeah, that'll go into the association here in the next couple months and see what they have to say about it.
So no time to rest. You're right back at this one.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year also was the first for Kelly Bainbridge Trophy. I may recall Kelly was a PA here that passed away from leukemia, and we had a request to dedicate the race to him and had a special trophy made up with cooperation with the Chamber of Commerce office. Steve Jensen from the West Side was the winner of that trophy for this year, and that will be a perpetual.
And again, you offer classes for the community that will continue into the future years?
Right. Registration for classes will open up on May 1st of 2019.
Outstanding. Russ Jones, thank you very much. Glad you had a great event.
It was a lot of fun.
And back on Making Waves here, Dennis Rump, Steve Bike with Steve. It has been fun as always, and some interesting conversation talking about the Wooden Avenue Bridge project, kind of updating things where we are now, some thoughts on how people are feeling about it. Great to hear from Erin McArdle of the Historic Downtown Chelan Association to get her thoughts on that. Fun to talk about all the great events we had in the past week, more coming ahead as we continue to slide in through here, which as many as we've talked about this often, the favorite time of the year in Chelan Valley, that being the fall months. Steve, fun as always. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and we'll catch you next time around.
I'd like to thank Erin McArdle for helping out with this edition of Making Waves.
All right, that's going to do it. That puts a ribbon on this one. Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com.
That's our show for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, all weekly episodes of Making Waves can be found under the Listen tab on our website at LakeChelanNow.com. This episode has been sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty.